News Now.
Special report, coronavirus update. The Senate gets back to work later this morning on a $1 trillion coronavirus relief measure. The latest on that from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Following marathon talks between Senate Republicans and Democrats in small breakout sessions, members are back in session as the language of the bill is finalized. It will be up to the Legislative Council to draft the final agreement. And if all goes according to plan, Senator McConnell says the bill will cross the first hurdle, a procedural vote, before the end of this weekend, and then final passage Monday.
Correspondent Nick Watt reports projected unemployment figures underscore the need for that rescue package.
Goldman Sachs now estimates that this week, 2.25 million Americans filed for their first week of unemployment. If that estimate is accurate, it would be 8 times last week's figure and an all-time record.
Connecticut joining Illinois, New York, and California in ordering non-essential workers to stay home to slow the spread of the virus. I'm Barbara Cusack. Country music legend Kenny Rogers has died. Correspondent Pat Piper gives us a look and a listen to his award-winning career.
His music told stories.
You pick to find time to lead me, Lucy.
Lucille was released in 1977 and was his first solo hit after leaving the First Edition. And it was the beginning of his 24 number one hits, which included...
You got to know when to hold them.
Gambler was released a year later. Rogers won 3 Grammy Awards and was a 6-time Country Music Association Award winner. Kenny Rogers died at home at age 81. I'm Pat Piper.
Filing disclosures indicate that Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden's campaign in February spent less than 1/3 the amount shelled out by rival Bernie Sanders. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Streaming service giant Netflix is giving back to the global entertainment community suffering from the coronavirus.
Netflix is donating $100 million to help offset the losses suffered in the creative community from the ongoing pandemic. In a statement released on Friday, Netflix's chief content officer Ted Sarandos writes, quote, almost all television and film production is now ceased globally, leaving hundreds of thousands of crew and cast without jobs, end quote. The fund will help support the needs of electricians, carpenters, drivers, many of whom are paid hourly wages and work on a project-to-project basis. Sarando says the community has supported it during the good times, and now it will support the community in the bad times. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Starbucks is going drive-through and delivery only while offering to pay its workers for the next 30 days, whether they come to work or stay at home. And Target says that it's going to give a $2 an hour wage increase to its 300,000-plus workers. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to... Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? And have you thought about taking a supplement to improve your memory, but would like to hear from a pharmacist first? Now there is good news. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand, so you can safely take care of yourself with confidence. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. 2019 Pharmacy Times Survey. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. I started Untuckit because, like a lot of other guys, I just couldn't find a shirt that looked great untucked. That's why we created the perfect untucked shirt with that just right length. We have over 50 fits for all shapes and sizes, so you can look sharp even at your most casual. Try the original untucked shirt at one of 85 Untuckit stores worldwide or at untuckit.com. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Use promo code RADIO for 20% off your first purchase.
Top side of the Beltway through Montgomery County, you're in good shape. No reported problems or accident activity. Route 28 in Virginia, it is shut down, but northbound, southbound between Independence Avenue and Germantown Road at Liberty Road with the accident activity. And downtown D.C., Constitution Avenue, westbound between Maryland Avenue and First Street, the roadway closed due to construction. I'm Jim Lavin now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL ABC 7 Stormwatch Forecast.
Plenty of morning clouds today. We will have much cooler conditions, highs in the mid-50s, and some late-day clearing. Tonight, mostly clear, much colder, lows in the 30s in the outlying suburbs, lower 40s south and east of D.C. For your Sunday morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, highs in the lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
The U.S. Supreme Court was established on the principles of fairness, dignity, and impartiality. But it's really a mess. I'm Leon Nathok, and I want to tell you about a new show I'm working on called 5-4.
Nine justices that compose the Supreme Court are not the smartest people in the country.
No.
We are.
That's right.
Every week, Peter, Rhiannon, and Michael are going to take on a legally dubious Supreme Court decision. Listen and subscribe to 5-4, free wherever you get your podcasts, from the Westwood One Podcast Network, where the conversation starts.
Don't miss the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WMAL. Learn how you can earn a full-time income as a short-term trader. That's the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. The question line is 888-646-8787.
So you're driving to buy candles for your dog's birthday cake, listening to the news on WMAL, but you get to the store in the middle of the day's top headlines. Now, do you sit in the car and make your dog wait at home on their birthday? Or do you turn on the TuneIn app to keep listening while you shop? TuneIn lets you listen to the news that matters to you wherever you go. Hear local stories from WMAL, national networks like Fox News Talk, and all your favorite podcasts for free. Go to your app store to download TuneIn and start listening. TuneIn.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and you know, we've been spending a lot of time at home these days, and over at Renter's Warehouse, that reminds us just how important home is as a place of stability and a stable investment in our future. So here's their message for you. Renter's Warehouse is standing by right now to help you get the most out of your most important investment. As the experts in real estate and property management, they know how to navigate uncertain times and mitigate risk. Renter's Warehouse is here to listen, consult, and ease your stress. From video conferencing to virtual tours, they've got the people and resources to manage and market your property now while still putting safety first. They know how important home is, and as we all look toward the future, you don't want to wait and you don't want to worry. So go to rwdcnova.com right now. That's rwdcnova.com, or call them 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, you'll always have a home with us.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Thank you for joining us. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton is our producer this morning. And we're going to be covering the coronavirus story from a number of different angles this morning. And we're going to be joined by Dr. Robert Lajita. And he is a specialist in the medical field out of St. Joseph's Hospital outside of New York. And we're going to be joined by Dr. Lajita at about 6:35. Rick Edelman will join us because there are a lot of questions that investors have and people in general, whether you're an investor or not, about the economy, about your job, about savings, about your 401ks. We're going to check in with Rick Edelman on that later on in this hour. Jennifer Harper is going to be with us this morning and give us a sense of the way the media is covering the story, the way America is reacting, and some interesting poll information coming up this morning with Jennifer Harper on the program. We're going to tell you about what happened on Capitol Hill in just a second. We'll go more into detail with it with John Gizzi. Of course, he's the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We'll talk with John in the 7 o'clock hour on that situation on Capitol Hill, and also the White House press briefings, the task force on coronavirus. There will be some additions to the team, and we'll be talking about that later on this morning with John Gizzi. Now, you're hearing a lot about the National Guard and if the National Guard will be activated and what their roles will be. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about that. We'll also talk with Tony about the situation with China, and also, we will have KT McFarland on the program later on. We'll check in with KT on the White House response. Obviously, as a former high-level member of the administration, she'll give us insight into how the president operates, how the administration operates, and we'll also get KT's opinions on China, the disinformation campaign they embarked on, and we'll talk with KT about that. Cheryl Atkinson also will be with us this morning, and she's going to look into the legislation. The first piece of legislation, about $8.6 billion, and where some of that money is going. So that's an interesting question, and we'll ask that of Cheryl Atkinson coming up later on this morning. So that's basically a rundown of where we'll be heading on the Saturday morning update. Now, the Senate, as I mentioned, was unable to come to terms last night. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had established a deadline of midnight last night for getting a deal on the broad contours of the aid package, the stimulus package that they had hoped to have in place, but they will reconvene later on today. Senator Chuck Grassley left the Capitol late last night, said there were still three or four outstanding issues, but it is expected they will come to a resolution sometime over the weekend. Now, some of the other developments in the last 12 to 18 hours or so, there are now stay-at-home orders in four states, the latest in Connecticut, and that follows New York, California, and Illinois. And here's how Governor Cuomo explained it, and especially how it relates to the workforce.
Today, we're bringing it to 100% of the workforce must stay home. These are non-essential services. Essential services have to continue to function. Grocery stores need food. Pharmacies need drugs. These provisions will be enforced. These are not helpful hints.
And the president was talking about, would there be a national lockdown? There was a question on that at the White House, and this is how the president addressed it. And, of course, that follows a lot of questions people are having about these stay-at-home orders. And here's how the president reacted to a national lockdown question.
I don't think so. Essentially, you've done that in California. You've done that in New York. Those are really two hotbeds. Those are probably the two hottest of them all. We have some pretty hot spots in Florida, too. But we're general, and the state of Washington, of course. But that was largely, if you look at it, it was one nursing home that had problems like you wouldn't believe. So, no, we're working with the governors, and I don't think we'll ever find that necessary.
Stop.
So that's the word of the president on the possibility of a lockdown. Some of the other things that have been going on in China, they have reported no new locally transmitted coronavirus cases for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic began. And that marks a major turning point in the global battle to contain COVID-19. The news conference officials from China's National Health Commission announced there had been 34 new cases in the past 24 hours, but they were imported from overseas. But there were no new reported local cases in China late in the week. So that's a development. And a lot of talk about the curve and how mitigation will work and what this curve means. And Dr. Anthony Fauci addressed it at the press briefing yesterday at the White House and also went into more detail on the Fox News channel later in the day.
Well, if you look at the curve of the outbreaks in places that we now have experience, unfortunate experiences, look at China, look at what happened in South Korea, look at what's happening in Italy, you see that the outbreak putters along and then it goes way up, peaks, and then comes down. The height of the peak and the duration is obviously influenced by the things you do to mitigate it, the kinds of things that we're doing right now, physical separation of people. But if you take a look at a typical duration of an outbreak, it's measured in a few weeks. I mean, the China one was about 6 or 8 weeks before it was really way down. Others are maybe a little bit less, 4 to 6 weeks. But it's certainly, if you wanted to say, when from the time you know you're starting to see cases, community spread, to the time you peak, there's no question when you look at the models, that is going to be a few weeks.
And that was Dr. Fauci on the Fox News Channel with Bill Hemmer. Now, Starbucks announced yesterday that for the next 2 weeks, it will temporarily close all of its cafe-only stores and only operate drive-through and delivery services amid the pandemic. The company shared these changes in a press release, and they added that all workers will be paid for the next 30 days, regardless of whether they choose to go to work or stay home. And they do say that some exceptions will be made for cafes that serve in or around hospitals and healthcare centers. Their efforts to serve frontline responders and healthcare workers. So that's going to impact quite a few people. That decision, by the way, came after more than 35,000 Starbucks employees had signed a petition demanding changes to daily operations, and led to calls for social distancing and many businesses now closing their doors or taking measures to prevent COVID-19 from spreading among staff. And again, 35,000 employees signing that petition to demand changes to the daily operations at Starbucks. One note on the political front, The Hill is reporting that former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg spent more than $900 million on his presidential campaign, nearly $1 billion, Mayor Bloomberg's presidential campaign. It's 6:17. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and time for check of the weather.
Plenty of morning clouds today. We will have much cooler conditions, highs in the mid-50s, and some late-day clearing. Tonight, mostly clear, much colder, lows in the 30s in the outlying suburbs, lower 40s south and east of D.C. For your Sunday morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, highs in the lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
57 degrees, 6:17 on the Saturday morning update. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler, and we'll be looking at the coronavirus situation from a number of different angles. On the medical front, we're joined by Dr. Bob Lahita, professor of medicine at the New York Medical College and chairman of medicine at St. Joseph University Hospital. Doctor, thank you for taking the time to join us this morning.
Oh, thanks, Rick. I'm happy to be here.
We're now seeing stay-at-home orders in 4 states. Now, if they're imposed in the Washington area, what do you say to people who may be resistant? Why is it so important?
Oh, you know, it's important, and it seems a little draconian to just about everybody, but it's important if we're going to suppress the infection. We want to keep people away from potentially infected individuals. You've heard about keeping everybody under the curve. We don't want any surges. If we can do this, we won't have surges that will undermine our hospitals. We have limited hospital beds. People have been talking about opening up closed hospitals, putting people in airplane hangars. I mean, I've heard it all. And really, what we want to do is suppress the infection for a short period of time to keep people away from potentially infected individuals. Placing people in homes and apartments is a good way to suppress the infection rates. This is what we call social distancing. And we practice that, and if we do it right, we'll really cut a hole in the epidemic. And up here, where I am near New York City, Governor Cuomo of New York State has decided to do that for all non-essential businesses, I think beginning Monday. I'm expecting the governor of New Jersey to do the same thing, et cetera. Now, this is the way to suppress, and then we have what's called mitigation. And this is not my speaking. This is the British Medical Society having published this paper that was remarkable, I believe in the British Medical Journal just recently, talking about mitigation, which is a way of slowing the infectious process, but not stopping the spread. So that's secondary. It shouldn't be the first line. So the first line is to really suppress the infection. And then we're going to say very clearly that once that is done, we will not be inundated, and we should not. And by the way, the reason the numbers are going up, it's because the test is readily available now. We've got lines of cars going and having tests through their car windows, nasal swabs and stuff. This is wrong. We shouldn't be doing that. We should only be testing patients who have symptoms. And if we do that, we'll get an accurate count of who's positive. If we test 10,000 people and 2,000 of them are positive, that really doesn't help because we just know they're positive. They're asymptomatic, perhaps, or they have very, very small, very slight cases of flu-like illness, and they're not the ones that are going to die. Every population has an occasional patient that gets extremely ill, has respiratory failure, has to be intubated, placed in the intensive care unit, and runs the risk of dying. And fortunately, that number has been very low.
So what would the symptoms be that would trigger you to go out and get a test?
Oh, trigger you to get a test should be a scratchy sore throat, more recently, diarrhea. If you start out with diarrhea and then get a scratchy sore throat and then get a fever, and then you have a dry cough. What we do, and I'm sure other hospitals emulate this as well, what we do is we have you take a respiratory profile, which consists of about, 10 respiratory viral tests and some influenza A and influenza B testing. If all of that is negative, then we test you for COVID-19. So we don't waste the test. This is what we do in the emergency room. Now, in the open spaces of a parking lot or the local mall or wherever they're now setting up these public testing centers, you should have symptoms before you get tested because you're taking that test away from somebody who may need it. And more importantly, and this is a big one, you're using up personal protection material that your first responders need, the doctors and nurses need, and believe me, we have a mega shortage of masks, gloves, gowns, and we need it all, and we don't have enough of it. And that's our biggest problem right now.
The majority of people who are diagnosed recover at home. What is the defining point at which you leave home and go into the hospital?
When you have respiratory difficulty, when you have difficulty breathing, when it feels like something is sitting on your chest and compressing your chest, something that makes you feel like you can't take your breath, you're struggling, then you dial 911, and then we're happy to see you, and we'll fix you.
The President's task force consists of members of the governmental community, the medical community, and the political community. When you throw the media into the mix, it can be a little disconcerting for the public that is watching all of this. What would you say to someone who may be confused about what they're seeing or hearing?
Well, the American public has a lot of problems with politicians in general, and I'm a bipartisan guy. I'm an independent. I understand that the public is listening to somebody who has no medical experience, and that's why Tony Fauci has such a big role to play here. But the president says, for example, hydroxychloroquine is a great drug. It's probably going to turn the disease around. Now, I have no doubt that that might be the case, but the president says it, and he's a politician and a businessman, but Tony Fauci comes up and gives the words of wisdom and evens out that statement and says, well, we haven't done any double-blind studies, and we don't have a lot of data on it, so maybe it does and maybe it doesn't. And that's a good way to look at things. That's the scientific way to look at a new drug being an old drug, actually. Hydroxychloroquine is an old drug. I've been using it for years in other diseases. But it's an old drug being used for a new purpose, and it may be helpful, but it may not be helpful. We simply don't know. The word on the street is that it is helpful, that it does things to the alveoli, the little sac in the lung that makes you breathe. Oxygen goes across the membrane, that it protects that layer by acidifying the cells, the internal cells of the alveoli, and prevents the virus from coming into the cell. I happen to know that hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine affect what's called microtubules in the cell, which are very, very important to the function of the cell with regard to what the cell does to its exterior. So maybe it does work. I have a big run by my patients and by a lot of people on hydroxychloroquine in pharmacies. In fact, I think most of the pharmacies in the area are cleaned out. We happen to have a big stockpile at the hospital for other reasons. But, you know, stuff like that kind of makes people go a little bit nuts. And I think when people operate independent of physician advice, their physician guidance, it can be dangerous. They're going to be overdoses. We're going to see, you know, hydroxychloroquine happens to bring psoriasis to the fore. We're going to see a lot of psoriasis all of a sudden. Hydroxychloroquine has an effect on vision. So you need your eyes examined. Everybody that I put on it gets their eyes examined within a month, and then every 6 months thereafter, and so on and so forth. So everything you take has a trade-off. And when you get emails from friends who say, you know, hey, you should take Echinacea, or you should take Coenzyme Q, or you should take, apple vinegar. I mean, I had somebody drinking apple vinegar or drinking silver solution, which I've never heard of, but they're doing that. And so on and so forth. So you get all these homemade remedies, and people are going to get poisoned. They're going to poison themselves, and they're going to wind up sicker from their medications than from the disease.
Dr. Bob Lahita, professor of medicine at the New York Medical College and chairman of medicine at St. Joseph University Hospital. Doctor, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
6:26, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we'll be talking with Rick Edelman on the financial side of things coming up in the next half hour, also with Jennifer Harper on how the public is reacting, the poll numbers for the president, some interesting information there. One quick note on the medical side, there are a lot of websites, a lot of places to get information. Recommend coronavirus.gov, and that is the CDC and White House combined effort. Coronavirus.gov. You'll find guidelines. You'll find how to prepare and protect yourself. You'll find a list of symptoms, what to do if you think you are sick. Coronavirus.gov. 6:27, Saturday morning update.
On June 18th, 1983, Sally Ride became the first American woman in space. She was also NASA's youngest astronaut, working as the flight engineer aboard the Shuttle Challenger.
I realized that I was making history, and that's made the whole thing very special.
Her legacy continues with Sally Ride Science, an organization that encourages all children to study engineering and math. We salute pioneering astronaut Sally Ride.
Cumulus Media and WMAL celebrate Women's History Month.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Register for free today.
Attend Low Back Pain on Wednesday, April 1st at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Don't miss the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WMAL. Learn how you can earn a full-time income as a short-term trader. That's the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. The question line is 888-646-8787.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's 6:30, and looking at the headlines from around the country and around the world, major streets and highways are deserted, not only in the U.S., but in many parts of the world. Curfews and lockdowns are multiplying in the face of the rapidly advancing virus. It has severely strained health systems in the United States. California now restricting people to their homes. Illinois and New York set to follow suit this weekend. Hospital wards are overflowing in Spain and Italy. Britain has asked 65,000 retired nurses and doctors to return to work. The outbreak has moderated in Asia. The concern has shifted to preventing the return of the coronavirus. China is isolating overseas arrivals after identifying more than 250 new cases from abroad. The U.S. is hurting when it comes to medical supplies. The Associated Press finding that the critical shortage of testing swabs, protective masks, surgical gowns, and hand sanitizers can be tied to a sudden drop in imports of medical supplies. Disruptions in the supply chain half a world away and a lack of timely ordering are now leading to deadly delays in replenishing a rapidly dwindling stockpile. These materials are critical to containing the highly contagious virus as emergency rooms and clinics brace for a surge. The U.S. counting on receiving the vast majority of its medical supplies from China, where the coronavirus has infected more than 80,000 people. Leaders from Congress and the White House toiling in the high-stakes negotiations on a mammoth $1 trillion-plus economic rescue package on Friday. President Trump was upset over his questions at a press conference over handling of the coronavirus outbreak. Now, the situation on Capitol Hill is that they met late last night. They did not come to terms. They quit for the evening. They will reconvene today. Part of the aid package, with a goal of passage by Monday, Republicans want to pump billions into $1,200 in direct checks for Americans and billions for small businesses. Democrats say that's insufficient. They're pushing for a Marshall Plan for hospitals and health care providers. Again, those negotiations on Capitol Hill will continue today. Actor, singer Kenny Rogers, of course, the Gambler. Musical career spanning jazz, folk, country, and pop, has died at the age of 81. He died at his home in Georgia on Friday night. And you remember Kenny Rogers for the songs Lucille, Lady, Islands in the Stream. The Gambler, of course, sold tens of millions of records, and also the Grammy winner, excelled as a musical stylist for more than six decades. 6:33 Saturday morning update. Now a check of the weather.
Plenty of morning clouds today. We will have much cooler conditions, highs in the mid-50s, and some late day clearing. Tonight, mostly clear, much colder, lows in the 30s in the outlying suburbs, lower 40s south and east of D.C. For your Sunday, morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, highs in the lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
53 degrees now in Northern Virginia, and it's 6:34 on the Saturday morning update.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
You know, I'm sure people often wonder, well, I've saved my $1 million, my $2 million, whatever it is. How much do I take out without running out? Well, most of our radio listeners and anyone that meets with us comes in to get the help on the back end part. We believe without an income in retirement, you don't have a retirement.
Join them Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL. More details at retirementkeyradio.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Montgomery County Ride-On's annual food drive is returning for its 32nd year. Please donate a non-perishable food item when you board any Ride-On bus April 19th through the 25th. Healthy food and drink items for kids are especially encouraged. Ride-On will do their part by giving you a free ride in return. That's the 32nd annual Montgomery County Ride-On annual food drive, happening April 19th through the 25th. Let's work together to make sure no one goes hungry in Montgomery County.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor with an important message for WMAO listeners from our friends at New Look Home Design. All of us understand that these are challenging times, and now more than ever, we need to come together and support each other. It's relationships like the one WMAL has with New Look Home Design that help provide you with shows like mine and content that entertains, educates, and informs our community. Now, if you've been thinking about roof replacement, now is the time. New Look is ready with updated work practices to protect their customers. They can now replace your roof without setting foot in your home. Owner Patrick Fingles says they've lowered their prices to the lowest point they possibly can. And listen to this. They're offering an additional $1,000 support voucher as well as amazing financing plans. Support a business that supports WMAL. Call 800-279-5300. 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us each week, and she always has a perspective on the media and the public and what is going on in terms of media coverage and how the public is responding to it, poll numbers to get a read on how the public is feeling. She, of course, writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
You and I talk often about the way the media covers stories, and not always do they look for the positive in the story. They're looking for the sensationalism to keep you watching, keep you listening. So not to minimize anything that's going on, but there are some more positive perspectives in the long run here, and you've wrote about one from a doctor who's also a former astronaut.
Yes, this was just an incredible moment on Fox News this week, and we're talking about Dr. William Fisher. He is 73 years old. He's currently an emergency doctor in an emergency room, still very active. But also, he's down in Houston, by the way, and he is, as you mentioned, a former NASA astronaut. He's provided medical support for just multiple space missions. He's been up in space himself for 170 hours. And Fox News asked him, you know, just to kind of give his perspective on what the heck was going on out there and how the Trump administration's response was doing in regard to the coronavirus. And I'll just give you his direct quote, because this was very, very just terse and smart. He said, "The way we have transitioned from a peacetime to a wartime setting in the last 2 weeks has been remarkable. It took 4 to 6 weeks to get this far after Pearl Harbor. I think an excellent job is being done." Again, that's Dr. William Fisher. He was on Fox News. And as a side story on that, he happens to be the father of Fox News correspondent Kristen Fisher. She's out of D.C., actually. And she posted a photo of her dad all in his protective gear in the emergency room on social media. And she said, just seeing the picture herself, it was the gripping moment when she realized, you know, we're in a situation here. And she said, everyone has their moment of this kind of realization. And she said, this was mine. But anyway, I thought, former astronaut, doctor, daughter, Very good perspective there to start off our morning here, Rick.
The president has spent a lot of time in the White House briefing room this week, and much of the time has been taking questions from the media. And you obviously have followed the relationship of the president with the media. Where do you see that at this point?
Well, it's at a very interesting point. I think we're kind of at a crossroads, a cultural moment here for the media, because let's talk about the fact that just earlier this week, some uncommon people gave President Trump some very nice accolades, including CNN's political correspondent, chief political correspondent, Dana Bash. She had some very good things to say about President Trump. But as you mentioned, of course, all the media tirades are still continuing. And we're at a critical time right now, and a lot of reporters seem to forget that they have almost like a sacred calling to inform the public, engage the public, give them some grounding when we're in a situation like this. And I just have to quote another journalist about writing about journalists. This is town hall columnist Kurt Schlichter, and he kind of nailed it right here. He said, "This was the media's time to shine, a moment when we needed clear, objective information delivered by intelligent people who asked the important questions that people care about so that Americans could protect themselves and their family. It was a critical juncture when the media could step up and show us that, yes, the media is still important, it still matters, it still deserves our respect. Instead, we got Mr. President isn't accurately pointing out that the coronavirus originated in China racist. Really, that was a thing, pointing out that the Wuhan flu came from Wuhan is racist. I wish I was joking." Again, that's Kurt Schlichter writing. But again, you gotta remember, the public really does look for the media some perspective, some grounding here in a situation like this, and some of them are failing that test.
Well, earlier in the year, the president was seeing very positive poll numbers when it came to his handling of the economy. What effect has the recent drop in the stock market had on his poll numbers?
This is an amazing poll that came out this week. And, of course, everybody's quaking in their boots and scared to death to look at their 401k plan and so forth. But there is a poll out there. Now, this is a very current poll. It was conducted March 13 through 16. That means it was conducted this week by Morning Consult and Politico poll. And while we still have a lot of news organizations that are trying to peddle this very convenient narrative that the public is turning against Mr. Trump as the stock market plummets and, you know, this is the end of his reelection bid and so forth and so on. And here we go. Here comes this poll. This is what it has to say. This is according to Eli Yokley. He is a political analyst for Morning Consult. He said, "Coronavirus pandemic is yet to impact the views on Trump's handling of the economy. Half of voters back Trump's economic performance, matching pre-crisis numbers from January. The numbers have not gone down, in other words. Last week's turmoil in the stock market and growing concern about the long-term impact of the coronavirus pandemic on the U.S. economy have not shaken voters' views on President Trump's chief selling point as he faces re-election this fall." Just a couple of those numbers. We mentioned that it was about half of the nation still believe he's got the economy going for him, and 9 out of 10 Republicans are leading that charge there, and they say a plurality of independents. So that's a promising poll. It's not like earth-shaking, but it's promising and interesting.
So many segments of the American population are coming forward, the most visible, obviously, in the medical field. But there's a wide range of people who are out there helping us to get through this.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm happy to report that Americans are realizing this. There's a lot of folks who are stepping up to help out. Including the truckers, for goodness sakes. I mean, we've seen all this week, speaking of turmoil at the grocery stores, but, you know, you got to thank a trucker for bringing that stuff to you. And it's interesting to know that thank a trucker is a leading hashtag now on social media, where people are praising American truck drivers who are remaining on the roads during the crisis. And here's something from Senator Mike Enzi. He's a Wyoming Republican. He says, "Truckers are an important link, keeping hospitals, grocery stores, and everything in between supplied in spite of the virus. They are moms and dads, husbands and wives. They are some of the hardest working patriotic people in the country, moving virtually all of the goods." He says, "Next time you see a trucker, thank her or him." And, you know, he's definitely got a point there. And there's also a lot of folks, you know, the sanitation workers, the people who are cleaning the floors in the hospital, all that kind of stuff, they're stepping up and doing this. And it's just reassuring to know that Americans out there are recognizing this.
Well, with everybody staying at home these days, more time on our hands that we're not spending commuting. And you've got an idea for a website that everybody should check out?
Yeah, well, there are a couple of things you can do while you're sitting there wondering where the heck to go next on your computer there. You can also check out the hashtag WFH, which stands for Work From Home. You brought that up, and there are a lot of people that are following what each others are doing and what the dogs are doing and everything else while people are trying to work from home. In fact, there was so much shenanigans going on at working from home that Fast Company, that's a business publication, they're chronicling the whole new work culture where they're talking about what the cats are doing and people are forgetting to turn the mutes on their group video conferences, and untoward things are happening. So that's one thing to remember. But if you've run out of things to do, here's my recommendation for a place to visit online during the coronavirus crisis. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac. You got to remember, this was a publication established in 1792, and they have a great website. It's got all kinds of reassuring, uncomplicated things. They've got a huge assemblage of recipes. I mean, goodness gracious, the coffee cakes in there are great. And garden planning, weather, history, fishing calendars, astronomy, and some very classy stuff for the kids. And if you're looking for it, very simple, almanac.com. And if you're bored today or feeling crummy, just go there for a little bit. It'll clear your head for a while.
And you can also read Jennifer's articles in the Washington Times, Inside the Beltway. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
It's my pleasure, and have a good day, everybody. We're thinking of you here.
And we'll be watching for your tweets at Harper Bulletin. It's 6:46. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Normally, we'd say it's time for a check of the traffic and weather, but with most folks, virtually everyone at home, there is very, very little traffic. So we will go directly to a check of the weather.
Plenty of morning clouds today. We will have much cooler conditions, highs in the mid-50s, and some late-day clearing. Tonight, mostly clear, much colder, lows in the 30s in the outlying suburbs, lower 40s south and east of D.C. For your Sunday, morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, highs in the lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
6:47 on this Saturday morning update, 54 degrees in D.C.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It's the Saturday morning update. Thank you for being with us. I'm Rick Fowler, and we are joined by Rick Edelman. He is the host of The Rick Edelman Show, coming up later on this morning at 10 o'clock. Rick, it's great to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Rick.
Friday afternoon was a rough one, the Dow closing down 913 points. Of course, the headlines, the Dow suffers its worst week since the financial crisis of 2008. Wanted you to put it in perspective, and also, what do you say to people who are really getting tempted to sell?
Well, it's really a fascinating situation from an economic perspective. It's dreadful from a humanity perspective. And first and foremost, our hearts and prayers go out to all the families who have been affected by this in terms of illness. But from an economic perspective, it's really very different. This is unlike any other crisis we've experienced. Go back to World Wars I and II, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and of course 2008. In all of those crises, we didn't know what the outcome was going to be. We didn't know what was going to happen next. But in this crisis, we know exactly how this is going to end. This was caused by a virus, and medical science and a bunch of prayer is going to solve this. We are going to defeat COVID-19. It's only a matter of when. And the latest info from the medical community is that it's going to take 12 to 18 months for vaccines to be developed and distributed to the masses. So we know where we're headed. We know that we're going to get through this. That gives us a lot of confidence that if our goals have not changed, if we have a properly diversified portfolio, if we have ample cash reserves, and if our circumstances haven't changed, then there's no need to change the portfolio. This will be over long before you reached your retirement in 10 or 20 or 30 years. But that's a big if all of those things remain unchanged. For millions of Americans, we are experiencing changes. Job layoffs or furloughs, many Americans are not properly prepared. They don't have the right amount of cash reserves to pay their bills while they're out of work. Many are now scared about what will happen next to their investments. And so for these folks, you do need to talk with a financial planner right away to see what you should be doing. And it's particularly acute, Rick, for clients who are retired. If you're an investor and you're in your 60s or 70s or 80s and you're generating income on a monthly basis from your portfolio, you might want to consider stopping those withdrawals and using your cash reserves instead. After all, nobody likes to sell assets while prices are low, and so turning to other assets might be a better way to help you preserve your portfolio. And ultimately, for a lot of folks, this is a buying opportunity. I mean, let's face it, stocks are on sale right now. The market is down 30% so far, some would say, and what a great bargain. Some stocks are down 50, 60% or more. This, if you are a long-term investor, can be considered the best buying opportunity since 2008. So depending on your circumstances, that will determine what you should do. There are options, and there are great financial advisors available to help you figure all this out.
I think you just answered my next question. What would your tip be for somebody who is investing in their workplace savings plan and might be skittish now?
You know, this is the one group that should be least concerned, because when you're contributing to your 401k at work or the thrift savings plan in the federal government or a 403b if you work for a nonprofit, if you're continuing to get a paycheck, you're continuing to contribute a part of that paycheck into your retirement account, you're doing something called dollar cost averaging. And that's one of the most effective ways to take advantage of today's volatile marketplace. So instead of lamenting the fact that prices have gone down, you should celebrate it, because you're about to buy more with your next paycheck. So if you have a retirement plan at work, continue to contribute. We would even argue, see if you can increase your contributions to take advantage of today's volatility in ways most others really can't.
So the headlines we see in the media will cause jitters among people, and one of them being reported, the New York Stock Exchange to close floor trading on Monday. What does that mean in terms of the operation of the actual exchange, and will there be any real impact?
No, it means little to nothing. I'm on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange fairly often because CNBC broadcasts from there during the trading day. And I'll tell you, when I first started in this business, the financial world was centered on the NYSE's trading floor. Today, the place is pretty much a museum. The only orders that are taking place on the floor of the exchange is for lunch. It's really just for show, for TV, to look at everybody wandering around on the floor wearing those funny colored jackets. This is already a technological environment. We are doing electronic trading. This isn't going to mean anything other than optics, so don't give it any concern.
The title of one of your most recent books is The Truth About Your Future, and you focus on advances in technology and exponential technologies. What do you see as the role of technology in society with what we're facing with the coronavirus?
Technology is going to save us. So everything I've written about in my book about artificial intelligence and more is going to save the day. It's AI that's allowing medical scientists to develop treatments and vaccines faster than ever before. We're developing solutions regarding all these pathogens at unprecedented speed thanks to faster computers and artificial intelligence. That's all very exciting. And our ability to use the internet to work remotely. We don't have to go to the office. We can work from home. All 1,500 of the employees in my company at Edelman Financial Engines are working remotely, completely able to serve our clients exactly as if we were all in the office. And although we can't meet physically with clients, we can do it over the phone. We can do it through the internet. We're doing it with video teleconferencing. We're not missing a beat. So technology is allowing us to stay in touch with each other in ways never before possible. Back during the Spanish flu of 1918, families were desperately concerned about the health of their relatives because you couldn't get in touch with anybody. Today, we have instantaneous, real-time communication with everybody on the planet. You know exactly how your family members are doing. You know exactly what the government is doing. You know exactly the status of this disease, and this is going very far to avoiding panic for millions and millions of people. Technology is going to get us through this. It's really one of the most exciting aspects of this horrible experience.
So times like this, there will be scams, and people will see something and they'll react to it because, again, they're skittish. Tell us about the scams that are out there.
Yeah, unfortunately, technology is being used for malfeasance by some crooks. There are reports that crooks are using robocalls and they're sending out phishing emails to consumers pretending that they are TD Ameritrade or Charles Schwab or Merrill Lynch or Bank of America or the Census Bureau or the Food and Drug Administration or other government agencies such as the IRS, claiming that, hey, I work for this organization and I need to talk to you and all I need is your account number or your Social Security number. Be aware that none of these organizations make unsolicited phone calls to you. They are not calling you to ask you for personal info. If you're really their customer, they already have that info. The IRS doesn't need to ask you for your Social Security number. They already know what it is. So these scams are unfortunately catching people by surprise, and you need to be on the lookout for them, and you need to tell your parents and your children about these scams as well for their own protection.
The Rick Edelman Show this morning at 10 o'clock. Give us a preview.
Well, I'm going to be offering some advice that is very different from the typical advice that you hear me offer here every weekend on WMAL. These are extraordinary times, and we are going to be demonstrating to consumers the options you have available and the opportunities that exist today, how to protect your money from further losses, how to position yourself for long-term success, what to do if you've lost your job, and my wife Jean's going to join us on the program today to help you deal with the stress and the emotional challenges of being cooped up in your house for what will seem to be an unending period of time. So it's going to be a real gangbuster show today coming up here on WMAL.
10 o'clock for the Rick Edelman Show. Rick, thank you very much.
Good to be with you, Rick. Thank you.
6:57 now on the Saturday morning update at WMAL, and we'll be talking with John Gizik at the very latest from the White House and also Capitol Hill, what's going on with that stimulus package. That's coming up right after the 7 o'clock news.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with an experienced real estate team with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Minimum fee may apply. Not licensed in all 50 states. Visit rexhomes.com to see if Rex is available in your area. Rex fully supports the principles of the Fair Housing Act and Equal Opportunity Act.
Over 30 years. That is how long thewindowman.com has been the region's foremost expert on replacement windows. A lot has changed since first opening their doors. However, thewindowman.com has remained true to its founding principle. They educate, you decide. Customers are never pressured to buy on the spot, and long after the installation of your windows, customer service is always just one phone call away. Thewindowman.com proudly features Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass replacement windows, which are 8 times stronger than cheap vinyl and will never rot or warp. Or, love your wood windows? Great, keep them with Monterey High Performance Secondary Storm Windows. And for a limited time, every Altrex fiberglass window you have installed is $125 off. No games, no gimmicks. Schedule your free estimate at thewindowman.com or visit their Fairfax showroom featuring full-sized installed windows for you to see and operate.
The Window Man.
Prior sales excluded. Minimum purchase applies. Excludes Monterey. See us for details.
Information you can depend on.
That's really important to us.
And your friends on the radio.
I agree with you on that.
WMAL.
And it's more than politics.
On the air, on our app, on your smart speaker. Stay with us for continuing coverage of the Corona crisis. 105.9 FM WMAL.
Men are raving about ageless male tonight. The absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. The results will not go unnoticed. You can get Ageless Male tonight without a prescription and without sharing your private info on the web. No questionnaires, no online test. Just get to your local Walmart or 7-Eleven and see results tonight.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.